Blog Talk Radio.
Frolic fun in a sight on the funnies live. Hear that sound? There's a story behind that sound. Yeah, some years back, I was in an off-Broadway. Now, off-Broadway is off-Broadway, you know. But when you're in off-Broadway, you can't even find that. Nobody even knew where it was. So far over there, I didn't know where it was. Anyway, so, I played the part of a cowboy with some show that somebody wrote, and they were going to try to bring it to Broadway. I don't think it ever made it. Not when I was there, anyway. But there was a somewhat of a celebrity in the audience, Chrissy Crump. Now this guy was you wouldn't know his name probably, but you'd know him if you saw him on TV back in the 50s, 60s, 70s. He was the Marlboro Man, the cigarettes. You know, and he what did he ride a horse? I don't know what he did. But anyway, Chrissy Crump was in the audience. Weird guy. Never talked to anybody. Came in, sat down, stayed for a while and left. And one day I said, well, what good are you? He didn't answer me. Anyway, that sound. There was a girl in the show. I can't remember her name, you know. But a nice girl, you know. One of the performers, and she was going around backstage going, brr, brr. And people were saying to her, well, why are you making that noise? What are you doing? And I learned something from her, you know. It's true. She was warming up her vocal cords. Brr. And whenever I know I'm going to perform or sing, you know, I do that 3-4 times. I don't know. It helps. It warms up the vocal cords. Anyway, that's my half-witted Chrissy Crump story on Inner Sight Live. Brought to you by Lou will be here later, by the way. Brought to you by the Big East, the Cheetah Rescue. Rawr, the little bear. And June 5th is the Whisker Walk. You want to walk with the Whiskers? You know, tune them in June 5th. Go to the Big East Akita Rescue Facebook, and you'll get the information. You can send them an email, BigEastAkitaRescue@Verizon.net. There it is, Verizon.net. Big East. All right. Oh, by the way, we'll tell you later about Jimmy Dinigan, who brought his dog to school, tried to pass it off as a guide dog. That was funny. Anyway, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, the Big East, Akita Rescue. Let me give you that email once again. Big East, Akita Rescue, at Verizon.net. Check them out. All right. Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy, one of our supporters of Inner Sight, we thank him for it. 631-888-1186. You want to pick his brain about a house or, you know, the real estate market, the goings on and all that. He's up on all that stuff. All right. Again, 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Don't call me. I'm not a cat. Meow. Will you cut that out? Dog food, cat food. Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the number you call. What's the number? 631-484-3085. That's it. 484-3085-631. Talk to Gary about the dog food and the cat food. All right, in a sight, Frolics, and we're out. No music. I don't know where the engineer is. Probably out getting drunk. Who knows? You no good drunken bum. Where are you? Yeah. So, but we'll muddle through, as they say, without it. All right. What else we got? Oh, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. They were dead and they came back to life thanks to Inner Sight. Hey, I like that. Anyway, 631-880-7929. You need information on goings on with the disabled advocacy or any kind of shenanigans, you know, social service stuff or Social Security. Give them a call. You can also look at their website, silo.com. All right, I believe it's silo.com. Look it up. 631-880-7929 on the phone number. There it is. Right there. There it is. There it is, Ralph, in black and white right there. Yeah, there it is, Norton. All right, what else we got? Oh, you need a lawyer? Well, I got a good lawyer. Sam Wickham. Yeah, the only thing is he got evicted last week. Will you cut that out? Telling those stupid jokes. Anyway. Oh, this is a civil rights lawyer. Bahamonde, Jimmy. James Bahamonde. 516-783-9662. Again, 516-783-9662. Bahamonde, any violations of your economical life, whatever that means, call Jim and ask him if you've been violated. All right. Yeah. 516-783-9662 is the number. All right, Inner Sight Frolics. And we're going to have the philosopher on. We don't have the music, but, you know, we can still aggravate the situation. Yeah. Anyway, I call this little skit, how many times have you been to the doctor? Everybody knows about that. Mostly everybody. Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher talking about the doctor. Philosopher doctor. Doctor philosopher. Yeah. We're going to do a little different arrangement here. We got the man in the street. Remember that old man in the street with years ago on the television with Steve Allen? He used to get up there and he'd talk to the man in the street. He'd actually be out on the street there. Well, we're not out on the street, not yet. We paid our rent. Yeah. Anyway, man on the street. Oh, pardon me, sir. How many times have you gone to the doctor?
The doctor? Gee, I go there every 2 weeks. He says there's something wrong with me.
Oh? Then what did he propose to your aggravation of degradation?
What?
What's wrong with you? Oh, he says I have diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer of the liver, pancreatic erosion, intestinal flu, and all kinds of virus. Gee. Yeah, would you mind moving back a little bit? It's kind of crowded over here. Now, wait a minute. Is that what he said? What did he give you? Oh, he gave me all kinds of pills and a couple of injections, and he told me I got to be on this stuff for the rest of my life. What is it? I don't know. Wait a minute. You mean you're taking stuff you don't know what it is? Well, I don't have to know what it is. He said I only got 2 more months to live. Holy Toledo. Holy smoke. There's all kinds of nuts in this world. Anyway, did you hear about that woman who went to the psychiatrist, see? And she said, Doc, you got to help me. My brother thinks he's a greyhound bus. The doctor said, did you take him to a doctor? She said, no, I took him to California. You dirty old run. Anyway, here's another one. Oh, hello, miss? Miss, pardon me, disabled-friendly philosopher, with today's question, do you go to the doctor a lot?
Oh, yes. I have to go to the doctor.
Oh, why is that?
Because I'm aggravated all the time. I can't take it. I'm going to kill him. I have to get him out of my life. He's horrible. I hate him. He's given me nothing but misery and dreadful and aggravation and all the nation of incoculation.
Oh, your husband?
No, the doctor, you idiot.
Oh, the doctor. I thought he was helping you.
He's not helping me. He's helping himself. All the pills that he gives me. And I'm full of water. Look at me.
Well, why don't you fill up your gas bag and blow away? Disabled-friendly philosopher on the doctors. Yeah, I got this idea from, it's for this kid from my brother. He said, he stopped a guy on the street one time. He says, let me ask you something. How long you been going to the doctor? And the guy said, 20 years. And he said, have you ever noticed that how come he didn't make you better yet? And the guy just looked at him weird and walked away. Woo! All right, in his sight, without the engineer, I don't know where she is. I think she went to the doctor. Yeah, that's the trouble. Anyway, Dennegan coming up with the fake seeing eye dog. Louie will be here later on. Yeah, Louie's going to give us his rendition of Ricky Ricardo from Lucy. Oh, yeah, you heard him do a little preview of that a couple nights ago, I guess, or last night, on Inner Sight. And we're going to have a little Laurel and Hardy and maybe a little Honeymooners, you know, to stick it all in. No music. Where's my music? I don't know. My engineer skipped out. You know, you can't rely on people. You got to rely on yourself.
Main menu.
That's my phone.
631-4872.
I don't want the whole world to hear that. All right, in sight. And Laurel and Hardy, two of the greats, you know. Well, Stanley, isn't it a beautiful day? I'm just going to take it easy and relax today and not worry about anything. Well, don't you have to go to work? No, I don't have to go to work. Oh, why not? I can't work for that company any longer in view of what they said to me yesterday. Well, what'd they say to you? You're fired. Oh, gee. Now, what are we going to do about the rent? Don't worry. We have a couple of weeks before we have to pay the rent. I'll just bully the landlord. Bully the landlord? Well, how are you going to do that? I'll just stand up in front of him and say, how dare you charge me rent? Wait a minute, what do you mean? He's not supposed to charge you rent? No, he's not. Well, why not? Because I'm a senior citizen. He has to reduce my rent. Didn't you hear about that new law? No, I didn't hear about that, Ollie. How do you go about getting that? Well, you go down to this center, see? And you make out a form, and you send it, you give it to them, and then they give you the business. The business? Well, that's what I'm afraid of. Did you go down? No, I didn't go down. I'm waiting for you to go with me. Well, why is that? Because two seniors are better than one. Oh, come along, Stanley. Yes, what can we do for you two? He wants to get out of paying the rent. Will you stop that? I want to apply for the rental exemption. Rental exemption, eh? Well, have you got any money? Well, no, I haven't got much. I've got about $3.50. And how about you, stupid over there? Have you got any money? He's talking to you, Ollie. Never mind that. I haven't got any money. I got two quarters and a penny. That makes $4. That's perfect. Perfect for what? That's what you got to pay to get the application made out. Now, let me have the money. Well, who are you? I'm the fellow who makes out the applications, and I got to get paid. They don't pay me here. They're a bunch of no-good bums. No good bums? Well, then how are they going to stop the rent, for people from paying their rent? That's very simple. They just send a couple of bums over to your house, and they sit in front of the house, goof off. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that you have no authority? Well, just give me the $4, and we'll make it out. Oh, no, you don't. That's what they call a scammy. You mean a whammy. Not a whammy, that's a scammy. Well, it's a whammy scammy or a scammy whammy. You two birds are out of your mind. Now, you're going to give me the $4, or ain't you? I wouldn't give you 4 cents. Let's get out of here, Stanley. Ah, you dirty, no good. All kinds of scams going on. You know, you got these scams all day. Phone call. You get these phone calls all day. They got them now. You know, I must have gotten about a dozen of them today alone. One woman called me up, and you know they try to sound so serious, you know, but you can see right through them. Called me up and said, there's a package for you, and it's in your name, and it's very suspicious. To clear up this matter, dial 2 immediately and speak to the authorities. Imagine that. Well, I pushed two, see, just for the hell, you know, for the hell of it. This guy comes on the phone, he says, "Is this Mr. Perinus?" I said, yes, this is Perinus speaking. Well, what are you trying to do? Sending out false packages. Don't you know that's against the law? Against the law, yes, but I didn't do it. You didn't do it, eh? Can you prove it? Well, of course I can prove it. My dog is right here. Tell him, boy. What is that? That's my dog telling you I didn't do it. You're a moron. Well, at least I'm more on than off. That was one call. You get them all the time. I love the ones with health. You know, they claim that they're from the Medicare. What do they say? Medicare advisors or whatever it is, you know. But you know they're phony, you know. So you get these calls, and I tell them, I don't go to doctors, you know. And then I tell them sometimes, tell Medicare to give me the money they owe me. And they don't know what to say, so they hang up. They just hang up. That's a good way to get rid of them, see. Tell them to tell Medicare to, and then I curse at them. I'm not going to tell you what I say to them on the beep, beep. That's it. You no good beep, beep. Son of a beep, beep. Mother beep, beep. And they hang up on me. I tell you, people are desperate. You know, they're trying to get your personal information for occupation and aggregation and insubordination. Whatever that means, I don't know. Anyway, Inner Sight Frolic, let's see. Let me run down the week on the show. Monday night, Mad or Glad. Here on Inner Sight. We're on every night, by the way, 8 to 9. That's when the engineer's not drunk. she sets up the show. Let's see. Tuesday night open mic. You can pick your own subject. Talk about what you want. Wednesday is the nursing home program. Get rid of those nurses. We sent out a tweet today. We had over 200 people notice it, maybe more. Get rid of those stupid-ass nursing homes. Turn them into accessible housing. Make them into something that everybody can benefit from, and in a good way, and be safe. Wednesday night, you'll hear our show on that, on the nursing home. Thursday, we usually pick a topic, you know. Oh, by the way, anybody got any ideas for a topic? Send us an email, Inner Sight, I-N-N, like Nancy, ersight.info is the website. But the email is innersight@pmpmail.com. Those are the initials of the carrier that we get it from. innersight@pmpmail.com. And by the way, if you go to our website, you can make a donation through PayPal if you want to help keep the circus going here. All right, let's see. Friday, of course, is the funniest, so there's the week. Oh, we are on rerun on television. We've been rerunning for over 2 years. I'm surprised they haven't caught up to us yet. rerun, a television, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, and Thursday night, Long Island, Altice, they call it, used to be Long Island Cable. I don't know what happened. I think somebody cable and wound it around somebody's neck, and that was it. No more cable and no more neck. Well, but anyway, they call it Altice now. I think that's because the guy has all his teeth. Altice. Thursday night, 7:30, Thursday night. On the Altice Television Network on Long Island. All right, Inner Sight. Yeah, you know, we do the a lot of the old stuff and do Gleason and Norton. And just amazing, you know, how people, to me anyway, and I bet to a lot of people, are not as funny as they used to be back in that day, you know. And, you know, the old-time funnies, Inner Sight, New York, 825, Gleason and Norton, two of the funniest guys that ever lived. And you can just imagine if they lived today, you know, with the cell phones and the computers and all this technological bull that takes place, you know, and Norton went down the sewer with the cell phone. Ralph had to go meet him. Oh, Ralph. Oh, Ralphie boy. Hey, Ralph. Ralph. Can you hear me, Ralph? I hear you. What are you yelling at me for? Well, I wasn't yelling, Ralph. It's my new Cellulocal phone. Cellulocal? What's that? That's the latest phone. They call it a smartphone, but it's really kind of dumb. Why do you say that? Well, because it can't speak French. Can't speak French. Now listen, Norton, this is very important. That's why I wanted you to meet me for lunch here, see? Will you put that thing away? Well, now, wait a minute, Ralph. Whatever you are concocting here, whatever dilemma you are dreaming up for the insubordination of aggravation of coordination, I will get you the answer on this phone. What are you talking about? This phone is amazing. Here, watch this. Hello there, Mildred. What time is it? Oh, you cut that out. Mildred. Well, they said you could name the girl anything you want. I call her Mildred. Mildred. What are you doing talking to that thing? It works, Ralph. Now, wait a minute. Here's another question. Mildred, who's the best bus driver in Brooklyn?
That's old Fogarty Crandon. Ah! Would you give me that? Put that thing away.
Now listen, I got a proposition for you, see? A friend of mine up in the Bronx, he's got 200 of these gadgets, see? Yeah. And it's called the Handy Housewife Helper. It does everything with one twist. There it is. I brought one over to show you. Now, 200 of these, he'll let me have them for $20. We get them for $20, and we sell them for $1 a piece at the profit of $180. Yeah. So go ahead, Rob. Go put the $200, get the... And either $20 and you'll make the $200. I haven't haven't got $20. I only got 10. That's why I'm here with you. I need $10. $10. I don't have $10. Wait a minute. You mind if I do a little investigating? What do you mean, investigating? Well, let me just see what Millie thinks of all this. Will you put that thing away? It'll take a minute, Rob. Oh, Mildred, will you cut that out? You're yelling all over the street, so who's Mildred? Well, Mildred is in here, in my phone, see? Oh, Mildred, what do you think of the handy housewife helper? Gee, I wonder what that means. I never heard that before. I don't know, but it sounded like Mildred croaked. Gee, Ralph, it doesn't sound too good, too promising.
Oh, yeah, handy housewife helper. Can it call a apple?
Of course it can call a apple. What kind of a question is that?
I am a handy housewife helper. No, beware, beware.
Ralph, I don't think you're getting a good recommend there for the handy housewife helper. Therefore, I don't feel right investing $10. Why not? Because I haven't got $10.
Get out of here.
Handy housewife helper Mildred.
Woo!
All right, in a sight on the frolic, then we got to put in a call to Louie soon. You know, we're engineerless. Nearless engineers. Yeah. But the show goes on. Now, there was only one time that I remember. I was in school. You know, we were about 9, 10, 11, I don't know. One time when Dinnigan wasn't late, see, and he came in and he had this, it was wintertime, he had this bulge under his coat, something was under his coat that was moving and making noise. And Miss Martha says, "Jimmy, what is that? What are you doing?"
"Oh, Miss Martha, you guys see it's beautiful. I got my first seeing eye dog." "What? What are you talking about?"
And he takes this dog out of his coat. See? And he puts it on the floor, and the first thing the dog does is take a piss.
Woo!
The dog took a piss on the floor, see, and McElroy gets up and he decides he gotta go to the bathroom, and he doesn't know the floor is wet, and he goes, "Whoa!" And he had to grab onto the desk. McElroy almost went flying on his ass. Anyway, Miss Ma says,
"Jimmy, you can't keep that dog in here. That's against the law. We can't have animals running around the school like that."
"Oh, no, I never ran around school. I got the Harnum. The Harnum. I'm going to put the Harnum on him."
"The what?"
"The Harnum. You mean the harness. That's what I said. I put the Harnum on him and everything, and he guides me. Yeah.
"Jimmy, that dog does not guide you. First of all, that dog is too small."
"Oh, I'm not that big."
"Jimmy, what are you doing? You can't have that dog in here. He's not a seeing eye dog."
"Oh, yeah, watch this.
He puts the harness on. After a struggle, he puts the harness on. and he's holding the harness, and he's trying to talk to the dog, you know. And Janie says,
"What's the dog's name?" Jimmy, can I touch the dog?
No, Janie, can't touch a seeing-eye dog.
That's not a seeing-eye dog. What's the dog's name, Jimmy?
Dog name is Petrified. Petrified.
What's his name?
Petrified. Call him Petra for short. Petrified. Ah!
And he's dog. Hey, Jimmy says the dog's name. The dog takes off, and Jimmy goes flying across the room.
Woo!
And Miss Mars yelling,
Jimmy, dog away! I'm gonna have to call the ASPCA.
What the ASPCA?
Prevention of cruelty to animals.
No, he's not cruelty, Petrified. And Petrified, my seeing-eye dog.
Then Janie's going,
Here, Petra, come over here. I love dogs.
And the dog goes, ah, in the whole classroom. So she calls Kramer. And Kramer comes up, and he opened the door, and he said, "Who said somebody's petrified in here?" And the dog goes, "Row, row, 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 what's that?" And Kramer runs out and slams the door. And the window breaks in the door.
Woo!
And now they got to call the repair guy, you know. Meantime, Miss Ma calls the ASPCA. And they said there's nothing they can do if the dog belongs to somebody. I'll never forget it. It was so funny. Jimmy says, "The dog's name is Petrified."
Woo!
And McElroy comes out of the bathroom. He says, "The coast clear." We used to say that a lot when we were kids. "Is the coast clear?" All right, Inner Sight and Dinnigan with the make-believe seeing-eye dog. I don't know if he ever got a dog, but that was funny. Petrified. All right, stand by. I'm going to try to get Louie on the line in a sight right here. And Louie the Lip will break the station and just stand by and get Louie for some more fun. Louie on Inner Sight Live. Are you there?
Hello, this is Frank Panano. I'm filling in for her name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. I'm filling in for her.
Taurasi Ferrero. Yeah, so how you doing, Lou? What's up? Were you asleep before when I called you?
Yeah, I'm playing my Latin music in the room.
Oh. Well, turn it down.
No, that was upstairs. I cover the hair on the microphone.
All right, yeah. So you're live on the air with the Inner Sight. And, you know, we got all kinds of funnies going on here. We just did some Lauren Hardy and Jackie Gleason. And now we got Louie the Lip.
Yes, sir.
On the line here.
Uh-huh.
And Louie's going to give us his rendition of Ricky Ricardo. Remember,
yeah.
Ricky?
Hello, my name is Desi Arnaz. I'm talking to Frank Perino. Hey, I'm going to talk to Rick Lucy. You better stay home. Don't come to the Tropicana and play my Babaloo.
Babaloo. Hey, what does that mean, Babaloo?
It's a little song by Desi Arnaz, and he played the Tropicana back in the 50s.
Oh, that was the name of a song, huh?
Yeah.
He played the guitar, too.
Yeah. Vaya con Dios, mi vida. Vaya con Dios, mi amor.
Hey,
yeah.
That's a nice song. I like that song.
All right, Suzanne Taurasi, Ferreira. If you're at your house, you can hear it. You can see your hall hanging out. Listen to Louis Rivera. I'm filling in for Suzanne Taurasi Ferreira, filling in on Inner Saga. I'm thinking about you, Suzanne. You're out of commission, and then Louis Rivera filling in.
You're out of commission. She's always out of commission.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some of the episodes you remember of Lucy with Ricky? Remember the one with, was so funny, with Tennessee Ernie Ford?
Yeah.
Cousin Lucy, I come all the way from Tennessee just to see you. Remember that one?
Yeah. They did the chicken on Stay Stone Country. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da.
Tennessee Ernie Ford,
right.
Cousin Ernie, came in to visit Lucy and Ricky couldn't understand them. Remember that?
Yeah. And the Masters and Ricardo drive out to California in a car.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
They drive to Bedford and then to share wrestles for the guy in the car and they go to jail. That's for speeding 45 miles an hour.
Oh, they went for speeding?
Yeah, and then they had to go get Ernie Ford.
Oh, he knew the sheriff, right?
Yeah, and then Ernie Ford, that's their friends of Recalls and Reverses. And they surprised Ernie to came to Beth Ford to visit Ernie Ford.
Yeah, and the sheriff wanted Ernie to marry his daughter.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Now what? Ricky started talking in Spanish.
Uh huh.
What do you remember? What he said?
Uh huh.
It was so funny. He couldn't understand the English.
Yeah, right. Oh yeah. Yep. Suzanne. Frosty Ferreira, I hope you're hearing this. I hope you rest well. And I'm thinking about you, and I miss you frolic on a Friday night. We had a lot of fun.
Hey, what are some of the other Lucy episodes? Remember when she made believe, she went on a talk show, and she said she was a plumber, remember?
Yeah.
She's a plumber.
And they moved to Connecticut and they meet Ralph Rams and the Ramses about furniture problem.
Yeah.
And they got into a fight next door. They knock out Ricky Ricardo. He knock him out right back at him.
I don't remember that one.
I saw it almost that's the final episode of I Love Lucy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and did Ricky yell at him in Spanish?
Yeah, that's right. And, hello, I'm your Vitamin Benjamin girl. Are you trying to rub down wrist? You bomb and pooped out of parties? Are you unpopular?
Yeah, I remember that one. I remember when Lucy had to go to the psychiatrist.
Uh-huh.
Or Ricky had to go. I forget which one. And he couldn't. He kept saying, I got a psychiatrist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Remember any of the Spanish lines that Ricky spoke? Say it in Spanish. Go ahead.
I forgot what it is.
It's so long ago, yeah. I remember when they were on the boat and the boat started leaking?
Yeah.
Ricky says, I think we sprung a leak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
How do you say that in Spanish, Lou?
What's that?
Huh?
What's that? Are you talking English?
Yeah, sprung a leak.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
You're funny. Hey, give us a little song. You got a good song for us?
What? Any song?
Yeah.
Hey Mambo, Mambo Italian, hey Mambo, Mambo Italian, la la la. That's a song by Dean Martin.
Yeah, that was Dean Martin, Perry Como too.
Yeah.
Rosemary Clooney sang that too.
Oh yeah.
What do you got?
That's right.
You got a television on?
Not covering. I just covered my hands with a microphone.
Oh. Well, listen, thanks, Lou.
Okay. Hey, listen, I'm coming next Friday for more Inner Sight with Frank Perino on the Fox. All right? You better listen, Suzanne. You're going to make everybody laugh. I hear you. Making everybody going crazy and laugh and everything. Have a lot of fun.
Yeah, right.
Something like that.
All right.
Okay, have a good weekend, Frank Perino.
Lou Rivera on Inner Sight Live. Thanks, Lou.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend. Thank you for calling me.
Anytime.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Inner Sight Frolic. And, Louis, a funny guy. And his personality to me. Is a regular riot, all right? You know, normally people would have writers and all that, but I don't go for that. We ad-lib whatever comes up, you know. If you think it's funny, fine. If you don't, that's cool, too. Inner Sight, 8:49 on Inner Sight Live Frolics. And, yeah, every Friday night we're here, 8 to 9 on the funnies. All right. I don't know what happened to our engineer, our co-host. You know, she's incognito or whatever you call it. I never didn't know what that word meant anyway. If that's a real word, incognito, you know. So, I want to thank everybody. We got about 115,000 listens on the board. Oh, don't forget to sign our petition. I'm going to get a little serious here for a few minutes. Sign the petition, change.org, on the nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing, and on the service dog situation where you got no law to protect you. when you're denied the service dog. Dog jokes, let's see. I remember one famous one from the Pink Panther. Sellers, Peter Sellers, remember that guy? That crazy guy? And he played a French detective, you know. So he goes into this hotel and he says to the guy, what is this? And the guy, the clerk says, I beg your pardon, sir. What are you saying? I want a rib. And then the guy says, I can't understand you. Would you please, do you speak English? Of course I speak English, you idiot. Don't you know what is a rib? And then he has a dog in one scene, and the guy, some guy comes up to him. He says, "Oh, may I pet your dog? Does your dog bite?" And he says, "No, my dog does not bite." And the guy goes to pet his dog, and the dog goes to attack him. And the guy goes, "Whoa! I thought you said your dog doesn't bite." He said, "That's not my dog, you idiot." That was funny. How about the one Steve Martin? Oh, that was funny. The movie The Jerk, you know, where he that was a funny. Where he goes out on his own and all that. You know, he's going to go out into the world and strike it rich or whatever it is. Anyway, he gets this dog, see? Cute dog. And he's living in this apartment complex. And the dog gets out of his apartment running around. And Nathan Martin's character says, "What is it, boy? Is it trouble? Are we going to be bombed? What is it? Tell me what it is." The dog goes, "Rah, rah, rah, rah. Is it gas? Is it a fire? It's a fire, isn't it? I know it's a fire." And he's running around the whole complex, banging on doors, "Hurry up, fire, fire." And everybody goes, "Oh, my God, you know, fire, fire, fire. Hurry up, everybody out, fire." Everybody comes out in their underwear and all that. And the dog is running around. And somebody says, "Where's the fire?" And he says, "I don't know. Ask my dog." There's no fire. Some guy comes up to him and says, "Mister, why don't you name that dog Stupid? And he says, "Oh, okay. That's a good idea. Come on. Come, Stupid. Come." He names the dog Stupid. Woo! Those are all the dog jokes I know. You know. But Inner Sight live on the Frolics. And I was gonna talk about some of the you got a few minutes. I was gonna talk about some of the celebrities that I've met in my life. Not necessarily funny, you know, but interesting, you know. One of the biggest that I spent time with was the great Stevie Wonder. And Steve and I haven't talked for years and years, but He's quite a character. I used to go to his rehearsals a lot at the Fifth Avenue Hotel. And over the years, we sort of drifted apart. But I still keep in touch with my good friend Ira Tucker, who used to be Steve's publicist. And that way I get some bits and pieces on how Steve is doing when Ira is able to talk to him every once in a while. Yeah, so went to a party one night that Steve invited me to. Quite a few celebrities over there. Michael Jackson was a kid then. And big animal lover, you know. He loved my dog. Had a brief chat with Michael when he was a kid. Nice kid. And I think Nick Jagger was at one of the events that I went to. Met him briefly. Diana Washington's son, I forget his name, but he was in attendance at one of those parties. And he got annoyed at me. Because he said, I'm Diana Washington's boy. And I said, oh, that name rings a bell. He said, what do you mean rings a bell? You know. Sort of hinting that I didn't think his mother was famous, which she was. Didn't mean it in that way, you know. Anyway, those are some of the celebrities I've met. I used to hang out with Geraldo Rivera at one time. And spent a few times down in on the West Side in the 60s in ABC when Jerry was over there as a news guy, as we used to call him. Yeah, and of course, the late, great Ray Charles, who was a beautiful, beautiful guy that I had the honor of meeting. Had the honor of meeting and knowing, and I'll tell you more about that another time. But this has been Inner Sight on the Frolic. Thank you so much for listening. Be with you Monday on the Mad or Glad. I want to thank all our listeners, all our people who donate to Inner Sight. Keep the dream alive. All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our phone number. See you Monday, Mad or Glad. Thank you. Goodbye, world.